Migration of a company. We have seen in the chapter looking at residence that a company's residence can be determined by the location of its central management and control, or effective control. However, if a company changes the location of its central management and control, or effective control, then it may cease to be UK resident. To protect the revenue, there are certain procedures that need to be followed when a company migrates. In addition, there is anti-avoidance legislation. In this lecture, we will look at the steps to be followed for a company to migrate and the tax consequences of the migration. One of the important things is that a company must pay outstanding tax. Section 109B of the Taxes Management Act 1970, as inserted by the Taxation, International and Other Provisions Act 2010, known as TIOPA 2010, sets down a procedure to be followed prior to a company ceasing to be non-resident. A company must give notice to the board of its intention to cease to be UK resident, specifying the time at which it will cease to be resident. It must also provide a statement of the amount of tax that is or will be payable and the particulars of the arrangements which it proposes to make for paying the tax. Statement of Practice 2 of 1990 contains guiding notes to help companies comply with these requirements. This statement of practice provides details of where the notice should be sent to, what information it should contain, and recommends that notice be given at least 2 months before the company intends to migrate. If a company becomes non-resident and it does not notify the revenue in advance by making arrangements to pay the tax outstanding, it may be liable to a fine of up to the amount of the tax payable. If a company that has control of the migrating company, or a director of the migrating company, or a company that controls it, commits any act that leads to the migrating company failing to comply with Section 109B TMA, they will be liable to a penalty of up to the amount of the tax due. Liability of other persons for unpaid tax. If tax remains unpaid by the migrating company 6 months from the time it becomes payable, then the revenue can, within 3 years of the tax being finally determined, issue a notice to certain persons stating the amount of tax due and requiring that they pay it. The persons who can be issued with such a notice are any company that was a member of the same group of companies in the 12 months before the company migrated, anyone who was in the same period a controlling director of the migrating company, or a company that controls the migrating company. The person to whom the notice is served must pay the tax as if it was their own and has the right to recover it from the migrating company. Tax consequence of migration. When a company migrates, it ceases to be within the charge to UK corporation tax. Thus, it will be treated as if it had ceased to carry on a trade. The consequences of migration are as follows. An accounting period will end. Stock will be treated as disposed of on migration under Section 162 of the Corporation Taxes Act 2009, unless it is left in a UK permanent establishment. Balancing allowances and charges will arise on capital assets. Lastly here, capital gains will arise. We need to look at the rules relating to capital gains in more detail, and we will do this in the next lecture.